Sí, buen día. Com ha dit a l'escola, us vull donar la millor de les benvingudes a aquesta jornada sobre el present i futur de la cultura, de la seguretat i salut de treball en les organitzacions. Aquesta jornada és una jornada que ha organitzat la Càtedra de Seguretat i Salut en el Treball. És una de les moltes activitats que desenvolupa aquesta càtedra des de fa pocs anys d'existència, i creiem nosaltres que són temes molt importants i molt fonamentals per qualsevol dels estudis que estem realitzant o impartim en aquesta escola, però sobretot també és molt interessant per mantenir aquesta atenció de tot el que envolta la seguretat i salut. El nom és molt adequat, molt interessant, des del punt de vista que es parla de la cultura de la seguretat i salut. Nosaltres, o vosaltres, que sou persones experts, diríem, que heu treballat en aquest tema, és evident que hi hem anat a entrar, almenys en el nostre país, en els últims anys, diguem-ne, amb certa profunditat, a partir d'una normativa i d'una exigència de compliment d'aquestes normatives. Però estem potser en la fase d'això, d'aprendre, d'acceptar aquestes normes com una cultura més, com una cosa natural de tractament de tot el tema que envolta la seguretat i la salut. És per això que creiem nosaltres que en un moment com l'actual, de la forma de les titulacions general universitàries cap a l'espai europeu d'educació superior, pensem donar-li un tret important, un aspecte important, a tot el que faci el tema de la seguretat i salut en el treball. Bé, jo, com que no sóc expert en aquesta matèria, només la meva presència aquí és per donar suport per aquesta jornada i sobretot a la càtedra, i agrair a tots els organitzadors i sobretot al director de la càtedra, el senyor Rafael Martí, que hagi organitzat, que treballin en aquest tema de la seguretat i salut, i només que pas a pas intentem nosaltres que a través de l'escola i sobretot a través de la càtedra aquests temes de seguretat i salut es treballin cada vegada a més profunditat. Res més, moltes gràcies per l'assistència i passaré la paraula al senyor Rafael Martí, que ens expliqui una miqueta des d'un punt de vista tècnic de què tractarà aquesta jornada. Gràcies.
Bé, bon dia a tothom. Des de la càtedra, precisament de seguretat i salut del treball, jo crec que voldríem demostrar la nostra il·lusió per treballar en aquest aspecte, ja que potser és un dels més nobles i necessaris productius d'organització que hi poden haver en la indústria. Evidentment, cap empresa insegura pot tenir èxit. Actualment no hi ha cap empresa que no practiqui totes les virtuts de la prevenció i d'estudi de tots els riscos que puguin haver-hi, i que no aconsegueixi que els seus treballadors tinguin moltes més probabilitats de sortir-ne sense cap problema havent treballat, que no pas si estiguessin fora, l'èxit no es pot donar. Des del punt de vista de la prevenció, de la cultura de seguretat en la càtedra, agafem com a premissa, com a primera hipòtesi, tot accident, i això és un tema que jo crec que és un principi que tothom hauria de tenir, tothom que es dedica a seguretat hauria de tenir aquest principi molt arrelat. Tot accident és evitable. No hi ha ni un accident que no sigui evitable. Amb què ens fonamentem per dir això? Moltes vegades, després d'un accident, hi ha hagut mala sort, hi ha hagut no sé què, ha passat, els imponderables, la probabilitat, robant-se'ls. Un accident és, hem de partir de la base, de que sempre un accident és evitable. Amb què ens basem per dir això, o per pensar això? Pues, la definició d'accident, en la definició, hi entra el que està produït sempre per una concatenació de causes. És a dir, plovia, el terra estava desllissant, s'havia vessat oli, anava massa de pressa, tota una sèrie de circumstàncies fan que es produís aquell accident. Si una d'aquestes circumstàncies no hi és, l'accident aquell, podria haver hagut un altre, però que també hi hagués hagut una causa dominant que haguera pogut evitar-lo, l'accident no es hagués produït. O sigui, una sèrie de causes. Si nosaltres anem amb uns ulls molt oberts, receptius a tota informació de qualsevol causa que pugui produir qualsevol accident, i anem eliminant aquestes causes, de l'anàlisi de cada accident quan s'haguera produït, n'hauríem pogut evitar aquesta circumstància o aquesta o aquesta. El passadís era fosc. Bueno, il·luminat el passadís, encara que no hi hagi hagut cap accident, el dia que li haguera tocat ser causa d'accident, ja no passa perquè ja està il·luminat. I així es pot fer amb cada una de les causes. Però és una labor de 24 hores. És una labor permanent. De tothom. Imagineu-vos en una empresa que tothom, des del més alt càrrec directiu fins a l'últim empleat, que tots tinguin la idea d'anar a millorar la seguretat. Veuen una cosa, la viuen i immediatament s'arregla. Evidentment, anirem eliminant causes. I aleshores, l'accident que s'havia de produir el 24 de març a les 3 de la tarda, resulta que li ha faltat que l'oli no es vessava llavors allà. Doncs el no vessar-se l'oli no hi ha hagut d'allò, l'altre que ha flotat. Per tant, eliminant causes. Encara que no sabíem per què, evidentment, és, o sigui, una cosa, diu això, amb un lloc de gota oli, ja es veu que algun dia allà hi relliscarà algú. Els palets amb un magatzem que s'inclinen perillosament, ja es veu que un dia cauran. Clar, van caure els palets. Passava l'individu, no havia fet cas de la prohibició, etc. Sí, tota una sèrie de causes. Si l'individu al passar hagués fet cas del lletreu que deia cuidado, els prendiments, no hauria passat l'accident. Si no haguessin caigut els palets, no hauria passat l'accident, etc. En conseqüència, eliminar les causes. Eliminar les causes. Això a l'abast de tothom. Una segona cosa, i un segon principi que és importantíssim, o sigui, el primer és aquest, el torno a repetir perquè no se'ns oblidi mai més. Tot accident és evitable. Bueno, treballem i els evitarem. Segona cosa, si un accident passa, perquè no ens n'hem adonat de les causes i culpa nostra, perquè no l'hem sabut evitar, és imperdonable que es repeteixi. Aquesta és la segona premissa. Si un accident passa una vegada, dius, s'ha acabat, no pot ser que aquest accident torni a repetir-se i torni a repetir-se i torni a repetir-se. Un accident no es pot tornar a repetir. I com se fa perquè un accident no es torni a repetir? Doncs evidentment, anant en el primer, eliminant les causes. Però ara molt més fàcil perquè ja els sabem què ha passat. Per tant, el que s'ha de fer és que cada vegada que hi ha hagut un accident, buscar, estudiar quines han sigut les causes. Hi ha una metodologia que és l'arbre de causes, buscar l'arbre de causes, anar enrere. Què ha fet falta perquè passés això? Allò. Què ha fet falta perquè hi hagués allò? Allò altre. Què ha fet falta perquè hi hagués això? Això altre. I llavors hi tenim una sèrie de causes que han fet falta per arribar en l'últim acte que ha sigut el fatal. Per tant, dues premisses importantíssimes de la prevenció. A partir de la base que acceptem que tots els accidents són evitables i per tant ens posem a buscar sense més, però ens posem a buscar, no cal que sigui d'una manera desacurada i no, podem tenir, tothom té la seva ortodoxia, mirar a terra, a veure què passa, etc. Bé, per exemple, l'altre dia, entrant a un recinte important de Girona, de la part monumental, hi havia un passadís, hi havia una alfombra, i entrant vaig trepitjar en un lloc de l'alfombra, hi havia un forat. Evidentment això és una trampa, o sigui, allà doncs et pots torçar el peu. No m'ho vaig torçar, per què? Bueno, per l'agilitat que em caracteritza i no sé, històries. Però allà, segons com, clar, ja està, i t'has trencat el peu. I diu, aquell burro s'ha trencat el peu. Encara sort que han dit aquell burro s'ha trencat el peu. No, cuidado, abans de posar l'alfombra, aquí hi ha un forat, tapem el forat. I si en el bus, al posar l'alfombra, se li hagués ocorregut, que hagués tingut mentalitat de seguretat, que era vist que si allà hi havia un forat, oi, algú hi podia posar el peu a sobre de l'alfombra. Bé, res més, o sigui, com a cosa introductòria, dos coses. Els accidents es poden evitar tots, i segona cosa, si un accident passa, perquè no ens hem sigut capaços de donar-nos en compte, traguem-ne la lliçó, estudiem-ho aquest accident, que cap accident deixi de ser estudiat fins al seu més mínim detall. I aleshores, tots aquests possibilitats que han provocat aquest accident, eliminar-les. Ja. És que en poden provocar d'altres accidents, en poden provocar d'altres. Per tant, aquesta seria la introducció que seria de desitjar que tothom que vulgui entrar i vulgui estar treballant en una cosa tan noble com és aquesta, evitar que la gent es faci mal, evitar que la gent tingui lesions professionals, evitar problemes, en una paraula, evitar drames, és necessari que recordem. Els torno a repetir i ja callo. No deixar que cap accident es produeixi, perquè tots són evitables. I segon, que una vegada passat, no és admissible que es torni a repetir. S'ha d'estudiar l'accident i eliminar-ne totes les causes. Bé, deixem-nos ja d'introduccions i entrem ja en la jornada pròpiament dita. El professor Anu Baranda, de Temple University of Technology, té la paraula.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for the sermon and Dr. Martin for the introduction of my speech. I go further to the safety, and as you know, the safety culture, especially, is in human minds. That is the thing we have to understand, that safety. Our safety way of living is in our minds, and then the activities we do here cause these false things that happen, the risk comes accidentally, and so on. But let's go to my speech, which I have prepared here. So, the name of the story here is collective understanding of safety culture, a concern group. Current and future safety culture in industrial organizations. So this is my theme today in these 45 minutes I have to go. My name is the first Hanu Vanharanta. Then comes Jussi Kantola, who is the colleague of mine. and we come from Tampere University of Technology, Finland. And we have there the Tori campus, especially where we do this research, which I'm talking about now. The department is Industrial Management and Engineering. As in the introduction speech was, the safety and security issues are very important. We are concerned about the future. We are concerned about the safety. We have, in one way, we have the collective concern, and we have also individual concern of these matters. This is quite a philosophical way of looking at these things. And I hope you follow me. You see the pictures here, and also you have a printed version. But this is not the total opening in your paper. I have added a little bit more so that you get a more understanding of what I'm talking about. Heidegger has described a little bit, a lot of this concern. And he has written a book which starts with the concern of the future. And that is the startup for my research work in this field. My academic background comes from chemical engineering. I have been building these risky business applications in chemical plants, pulp and paper companies, and then also nuclear power plants I have been involved. So I have a little bit understanding about what safety is, what are the risks, and what are risks today, and what are the challenges we have to avoid the risks today. Promotion of safety and security in high-risk industries is now important. As you know, Barcelona area is one of the biggest chemical plant areas in the European level that is a high-risk industry. Nuclear power industry is as well very risky business. And in Finland we are just building the biggest plant ever built in the world, 1,600 megawatts, close to our campus, only 40 kilometers from campus. So Areva and Siemens together are building that plan, and they would like to implement those plans all over the world, to China, to Europe, to everywhere. And that is the one, so to say, demo application, just for Finnish purposes only. But then it goes further, and I assume that this climate change a little bit helps them to sell these plants all over the world. But then there are also offshore industry, which is very deep crowded in Finland. We are building the biggest offshore plants all over the world, to Mexican Gulf, to Japanese Sea, and so on. And then comes the food industry, that is also very risky business. If you look at these high-risk industries, so we can see that concept of safety and security comes first. It's the highest priority in these companies nowadays, and they already understand it and accept that that is the case. Concept of economy comes after that. So productivity, profitability, and the overall performance is the second priority. And that is the way we have to think today. So this gives us a lot of money to be put to the safety issues, security issues. External factors, we can look to external factors, business growth. You can go to the internal factors, company factors. And you have the continuous framework there. You can, I have put those items here, so I slip it very rapidly through. But I hope that you understand that we are through these organizations, through companies, we have to see the future. Look the visions, make the change happen, and change the characteristics of the companies, organizations, to behave better tomorrow. And people make this happen. That is the thing here in the lowest level here. The human factors are the change tools, so to say. The humans are making the change happen. So there are a lot of numerical values which can be taken from the past performance, but then there are a lot of non-numerical values and PDs and so on, which somehow describe our future. And that is the human side of the organizations. External world, this is not there, but I have looked at the whole world, so to say, first. The external world, we have ecosystem, infrastructure, organizational knowledge, so that we understand a little bit how to behave here. And it is an investment, we have a big investment. The whole environment in the world and the organized world gives us this organized knowledge, ecosystem, then the people, and then infrastructure, environment, and organized world. In a similar way, we can look at the business world. We have capital, work, and people, and they make these business assets, business structure, business knowledge. And the business knowledge is now in a crucial position. So the activities we make, so people make these, through their work, they increase the business knowledge. They understand better the current state, and also they look at the future. Practice. If you look at your company product world, so we use capital, we use knowledge, and we use structure. So the three-dimensional world still exists with this when we look from the product purview. And also we can see all these factors here. The competitive environment here in the middle, but we see the future scenarios, issues, and the change, what has to be done to make these characteristics better in the future. So we have threats, we have weaknesses, and we have risk, and we have challenges. We have, somehow we have to understand that we, human beings, we are changing this to a better future. Our organization must be better tomorrow, otherwise it doesn't exist in the primary here in the middle. We have to make our past public and look the objective so that we see that we are in the future better tomorrow than we are today. Especially here in the safety and security issues, we have to follow this direction. Industrial safety, in somehow in European level, is quite a new thing, so that we look at risky industrial sectors here. And 2004, it was established a European technology platform, and it is the European Technology Platform on Industrial Safety. And it, I saw that also UNI Barcelona, Spain, is involved. And there is Finland as well, but not in this who has established those people. Now we are with that. So there are some reasons they have. The platform, the association, so to say, association. And if you look at the vision, so they look at the that kind of paradigm, which will the key factors for successful business and an inherent element of business performance is safety. It's the number one. And then the safety, reduction of reportable accidents at work, occupational diseases, structural failures led to environmental incidents and production losses. That is also their vision. Then safety is embedded in design, maintenance, operation, fitness for service assessment and risk management at all levels of business. So that is the vision, and they see that the result is there will be structured, self-regulating safety programs in all major industrial sectors in all European countries. So we must be involved in this. So Spain, Finland, France, all the European countries must be involved. By 2020, accident-free workplaces will become the norm. That is very important. But then, how to do this? How to create these workplaces so that they are safe for it, so that it's not a slippery place, not the hazardous gases are coming out, and so what to do? Let's now look what we have thought that might be possible, and what we really understand that it might go this way. So we look at our culture as such, and we start from the organizational culture. This is not either in that work. But let's see if you understand this very easily. Organizational culture contains values, norms, roles, and then there are heroes, those persons who are very clever to keep the safety level high, for example. Beliefs and stories, very good storytelling things here. Rituals, taboos, artifacts, what we have made. That creates somehow the guidelines of organizational culture, but we have to put the human into there. So their behavior is something that matters in the when the outcome comes. What then? What happens? The behavior is important. We have started from the holistic concept of man metaphor. So we see the situationality, consciousness, corporeality, the three dimensional things which are embedded in human activities and humans. Then, if we open up it, so different object means different things in human minds. Our worldview is different. And our worldview changes with time so that we so to say, we learn all the time and understand better. What is there more inside is intuition, feeling, belief, scientific information and everyday knowledge. It affects to our behavior against the objects we see and experience. This was not enough for us to make these applications. So we opened up the human mind so that we understand better what happens in human minds and what is there important. So here is the theater metaphor I have created. And it's the conscious experience on the stage. Here is the body. Here is inner and outer senses, what are our eyes and ears. This time. And then there is our imaginary part and also our inner speech talking to us all the time. Then the unconscious part contains memory, interpreting system, motivational system, and automatic system so that we can focus and automatically or our heart is beating and so on. There is a lot of automatics. And then above here is director myself, the context where I want the worldview, so to say, and the spot I found, how I focus on different things, the security, safety, in my world, for example. This is, so to say, metaphor to help us create applications. This was done for that purpose. But now I saw in the last September, Harvard Business Review, that they have, the scientists have done to the neurons inside the human brains, and they see that there are mirror neurons that mimic or mirror on other being neurons. So that if you are raising your hand, so in my brain something is going up as well. That. And then spindle neurons, the deeper neural networks that come into play whenever we have to choose the best response among many. That is also important. And oscillator neurons, how people coordinate physically, so that we understand that in teamwork this kind of oscillator neurons are important. But let's go ahead, ahead here. But this is something internal things, what happens in human minds. So we have certain kind of abilities and inabilities when we will our will go further. And let's go to the last picture so that you understand what I mean. So that here is a human being trying to go against the vision. And there are abilities and some important things, safety and security. But you can choose and make the decision how to go further. But here are important skills, know-how, capability, ability, and these active make of competence in the world, work role. So we are fighting the fight, created by the big project in Finland, and the name is the Concern Project. So I show here our goals. We try to understand the safety just now and the proactive business these people have. And we try to make that kind of meta-knowledge to understand better what to do next. So I go quite fast to this. The name is Concern, and it's funded by the Finnish Agency for Technology and Innovation. And Turun University is now involved in a certain way in this project, so that this kind of application can be is translated to Spanish or Catalan language and can be used here in your country, and so that the meaning inside with these translated verses, it is just how the people feel themselves here in their work roles. So here are the academic partners. So we have total academic partners behind US, Korea, Poland, Finland, UK, and here University of Europe also with us. And the companies we are, these are Finnish companies, Empower, Nurse Legal, DBO, Fistech, Meshapaper, they are the companies, and more companies are joining the project. I show the overall framework here just for you to understand that we are working with ontologies, the business ontologies, and also the human object ontologies, the occupational competencies, which we use also to look at the people in the work role. So here are occupational competencies, knowledge creation and learning, ontologies, company culture, safety culture, and now we have also the innovation culture. This is very important, also close to the safety culture issues. And we have named it here underneath the applications we have created. We have supporting sciences, theoretical framework, methodology, and strong technology to be used through the internet. These you have there, but this only shows how we build the ontology, like we build the safety culture ontology. So that is the work done by the students and doctoral students to make this happen. And that gives the understanding of the
safety culture as it is, as we make it dynamic. So we try to understand the relationships between the safety culture, knowledge creation, and learning. That is the one objective in our results. We have used in learning ontology, Tannenbaum ontology, to see how the people learn in their work. And then we have used Professor Nanaka and Takeuchi's knowledge creation ontology to understand how the people look, how they create knowledge in their companies, how they make the tacit knowledge, how to make tacit, explicit knowledge, explicit to explicit, and then from explicit to tacit, the Nanaka spiral, as it's called. Seki process it is in the theory described. So that is thing at the BA there in Nanaka's work is the knowledge space we have here and the people creating the knowledge about the same culture. Here are some examples of the results. This is a group results from knowledge creation. So you see the current spread of people's understanding about the current situation in their company and the future vision, how they like that the knowledge creation should be the proactive vision in their company. That is the big here. So, and this is now important in management. You understand better when you get this kind of collective understanding. You get the result of inner speech of a lot of people giving their ideas of the current states of the thing here, the concept inside, and then also how they would like to improve the current state. All the things are here, positive things here, and not negative things. This comes now from individual level. You get the collective understanding how people understand and also how they would like to behave in their working role. So we try to put also the personal competence, like the operators in the plant. We try to get their competence level current and the future vision, so that we would like to see that we would like to improve their competence, then we like to improve the knowledge creation and learning, and then we try to see that the safety culture level is going ahead and is better. Also, the safety culture, they have ideas how to improve the safety culture. So that is also one object here in our results. Then the overall structure of the results can be looked from this slide. So we can get a lot of quantitative information, and then this kind of meaning-based qualitative information from the personnel, and we try to combine them to overall performance. And there are methods to do it, so that we can combine, we can get from the linguistics analysis also, we can turn them to figures and put them to the database, so that we can extract the current position where the company is. Here is the from Google Power company competence level. And their operators results, and you see here that the responsibility level is very high, and they don't see any future improvement possibilities there. They are very responsive people, but here we see that they would like to improve teamwork and cooperation. There is a current and a future. They would like, it's an index format, so they would like to put a lot of effort on that, as well as concept plus thinking, problem solving, language, profession, proficiency, communication, influence, and so on. So you can see that you can extract from these, let's say, here are about 60 people, but it's 80 people here in this research, and they are telling me that they would like to improve these kind of things. And I have, if I'm the manager, the director, I have to do something because they are living that one. If I get from the safety culture similar results, I have to do something immediately, just now, so that I can fix the carpets so that you are not falling down, and so on. Immediately, before the professor comes, of course. And we can put this information to neural networks, and we can categorize the results so that we can look the best performers. For example, in the company, we can look the best performers, the teams, for example. And also, collectively, we can look the worst performers and present where are you now, where should you go, and look the overall result. So, I'm ending. It's for the past time, but still, Henry Ford, the master in manufacturing, said once, coming together is a beginning, staying together is progress, and working together is success. And I think it's relevant to this issue of safety and security. We have to be successful tomorrow, because the risks today, and safety culture exists today. Thank you.